Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everybody. I know a lot of you individuals are calling in tonight at that 773-897-6461 number, and you're welcome and a lot of fun, and we're here to give you that fun. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and my phenomenal hostess, Dina Flanagan. A lot of you are getting these crazy mails that we're getting other people. Well, we're not, so I don't know why it's doing it. What's more important is we're going to have more fun. I have a lot of people writing in it already. You guys remember, if you want to get in to PsychicsGoneWild.com to win the prizes, or if you want to just email me at the Real Room and Facebook, go ahead. I'm very multiple tasked. I'm having a great birthday here. Speaking of, my birthday present was to have fun and the most positive individuals and friends of ours abroad as a guest. Get ready for one of the most funnest spiritual people. This person's been labeled as rebel, renegade, resurrected 1,000 times, is a spiritual trailblazer for our time. So you guys, we're going to get what we asked for, a lot of wild, a lot of fun. But let's go to wild and fun first to get in here, even the wildest one. We always like to go up there in that cold part of Maine and grab this person and tease her whenever we can. She's back from being Miss American certified. She is also writing in Your Tangle. Those of you who do the E-Magazine, the Love Magazine, we know her as the American certified, been reading her whole life, healer, psychic, medium, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's been a crazy sort of a week or two. Energy's been kind of strange, but very good and busy, and so it's been good.
I love this, and we're so excited. I was teasing you last time we were on the show, and you were talking about the motivational and having people together that were writing books or putting out articles like Dina does, and a lot of you know that Dina does a lot of service work for us. And so tonight, I've got to introduce those of you who are tuning in. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Dina, and we are lucky enough to have the phenomenal Temple Hayes with us. Temple Hayes, as she was born in a rural Southern church going community in South Carolina. She knew from the beginning she was different from those around her. Her life was filled with strife, violence in the home, a lack of love, compassion, blatant neglect. Her father killed her adored cat, and her grandfather ran over her beloved dog with reckless abandon. Horrifying, her mother was forced into shock treatments for not conforming to local moral judgments. Just saying this, you think of, oh, now I want to tell you, and you're going to love this. You know what her name of her book is? When Did You Die? So we're going to talk about that a little bit here. This woman is just phenomenal. She's not only a positive person, she does 8 steps to stop dying every day and start waking up in your life. After what I just read to you, you would think, oh my goodness, you know, the woman. Now, quite the opposite. This energetic woman's going to come in here, a motivational speaker, and get all of us up and on our feet and back to living. I know a couple of you I've checked, and I want to make sure there's a pulse. So this is Jethro and Dina, and we're welcoming. How are you, Temple Hayes?
Oh, well, after that great introduction, I mean, I'm just growing into it as we speak. Thank you so much. I love the way you talk about energy. You got it going on yourself, and big happy birthday to you for sure.
Thank you, Temple. I'm just excited here. I know that, you know, just a little bit here, and we have so many listeners tuning in. You guys grab it on your pens and paper. Yes, we're going to put in there on the website how to get a hold of her and how to get the book. You know, Temple, I know you do a lot of motivational speaking. Tell us a little bit. I mean, that when I was just reading off just that little bit of introduction here with you and some of the things that have gone on, reading your book, and it amazes me. You had some things here that most people don't overcome.
Well, you know, that is. It's very true. But for some reason inside myself, I always knew that our own unique life, you know, had immense value. And I was just determined somehow for it to all make sense. And when you were reading, you know, part of what I've gone through and what I endured, I thought, boy, you know, if the soul chooses, you know, what it's going to go through in this lifetime, I thought to myself, boy, I sure picked quite a survival kit there, you know, for myself in the very beginning. And, you know, it was so difficult looking at it from one perspective because I was just so different from everybody around me. But now that I've, you know, certainly deepened myself and grown and, you know, all those kind of things and let go of some of those childhood dramatic responses, I find such joy in being different and being a rebel. And, you know, now somebody can say, God, you're very different. And I go, you know, thank you for noticing.
Oh, my goodness. Dina, our phenomenal guest here. I'm going to turn it over to Dina. Dina, I know you've got questions. Dina's like one of our strongest, most positive psychics. What do you have questions for this phenomenal woman? I mean, this is like you've came through it. You talk about, you know, the strong will survive.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to read, you know, about some of your experiences. You know, as we all have our own experiences, a lot of us can relate to some. But I'm curious, you talk about some mystical experiences. Do you want to talk a little bit about those?
Sure. When I was 5 years old, that's when I remember it the first time. The most significant is I spent a lot of time outside. We lived in the country. And I remember just being outside in nature, and I started getting this immense awareness that I had come here for a special reason. And I kind of got the message, you know, as a five-year-old, what were the words then? I don't remember specifically, but I just got that inner feeling almost like God was talking to me and telling me that I had a true purpose. And I think purpose would be too big of a word for that age, but I just got it. You know, I felt it. And often, you know, throughout the course of my life, people have said to me, you know, were you so lucky to have had that? And I like to say, you know, yeah, in one perspective, that would be true. It's probably what was the nugget that kept me alive, or, you know, wanting to keep reaching for something greater. That's true. But the other thing is, it was just as devastating also because, you know, it's not like I went to my parents and said, oh, I was out in the yard and God talked to me and, you know, I'm different, you know. I mean, my parents wouldn't have said, well, let's put you in a mystery school. You know, I mean, it just wasn't like that. So, but that was the first thing. And then I started noticing that I could read energy, and I could actually kind of hear. It wasn't like physical hear with my ears. Of course, you know, I'm talking to a psychic, so you know what I'm talking about, but for the purpose of the listeners, it wasn't like I was having this real hearing words that people were saying, but I was sensing things about what they were going to say before they said it, and I could feel often when they weren't being truthful. You know, and I didn't know in my innocence then, and it still shocks me now, of how difficult it is for people to hear the truth when they're denying it to themselves, you know. So those were kind of challenging moments in those mystical experiences, because I realized right away that everybody wasn't so excited about, you know, those skill sets that I seemed to naturally have.
I love that. And I could, you know, Tegan, remember, Dina, you were discussing this about a month ago about the fact that as everyone's becoming on their own awareness and going through strife, the different ones who've been through different situations were having this. I mean, honestly, you came from some very violent people. I worked with Coalition Against Violence, and I've worked with people who've been victims and strengthened. But what I'm amazed with your work is your faith. I mean, we're talking here, you are the temple of the founder of Life Rights, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights of all life and live the life of the intention and freedom and peace. I think I find this very fascinating that you did have a mission. You've come out of this. You've done the strength. You know, to this day, I mean, you yourself said amazed. I mean, you've got a part of your light. You were talking about earlier with the motivation, and I've always felt for me, it's like that part of asking my gift. Did you, as a child, did you feel that strength at those times? Did you know that there was a more of a purpose even then as it was going on?
I did. And I couldn't understand why the things around me needed to be so hard. You know, I remember it started really hitting me hard at around 13. I started dying a lot about energetically, you know, we're speaking. And I started just wondering, like I felt foreign in my own land. I remember going to my mom and saying, am I adopted? You know, I mean, it's okay if you tell me. I think I could take it. You know, am I adopted? I continued to ask her that question until I was about 40, and then finally I realized it must not be true, because by then surely she would have hardly, you know, told me. But, yeah, I had this core about myself that I just felt like that there had to be something greater, but yet it was hard because back then, of course, we didn't have the internet. You know, we couldn't go on and listen to, you know, shows like yours, and we couldn't listen to Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, and we couldn't get feedback from other people like, oh, okay, you know, I'm really right on track. You know, we didn't have that feedback. So you just really feel like, wow, you know, I don't fit in. You know, and yet I look at it now, that was my birth story. You know, my birth story was, this is what I was born into. But then I realized, and this is part of what I address in the book, there's then the creation story, and that's how you're created from the experiences. And that's the part that you choose based upon how you tell the story to yourself and how you learn to live in this story and how determined you are to make the story matter. That's where I got to, is that I knew that I was going to make the story matter. And I do think, Jethro, that that's why I do the work with animals. I think that's why I do care. And I have such a level of compassion and faith, you know, for other people, because I know if you're willing to do certain things, you can get great results in your life and you'll be so much more than you ever dreamed of. I look now and I am the same person I was at 5. It's just now I'm willing to be it out loud, and I'm not concerned with whether someone likes me or not.
I love that. And I, you know, Temple, it's like, I was so impressed here. You know, in your book, you write about the animals, you know, becoming, you're saying like here at one point about the relationship with the animals and nature, and you talk about it. And I love, as our totem reader, Jan Bach Drake, the other ones coming into the room today are all excited. You know, you have some shaman ways that you discuss this. And I find your spirituality just invigorating. You can just feel this energy from you. So, you know, and it's making other people aware. I'm so glad that you're out there doing motivational speaking. There's so many people, I honestly, who I joke earlier about a pulse, but I've had people that I want to read for it, and it's like they'll come in and they want this reading, but there's a part of them that's already died down, and I think there's a need for you. I feel there's a movement that, you know, Temple needs to be out there, other individuals raising the vibration so that we all come back to being aware of what's around us.
Yeah, I mean, we have an immensity to create the, you know, the great Pandora in our life, like the movie Avatar. I think that's one of the reasons that people resonated on a soul level to that movie, with the idea of that magic of Pandora, is that deep down our soul knows that life can be that way. It doesn't mean that we're spared, you know, our human suit. We still have challenges and things like that. But we have an immense ability to manifest, to create, to rise above, to be more when we walk through an experience, not less. And we're just bombarded in our culture with rules and limitations and influencers that tell us that, you know, we ought to be worn out and thrown away by the time we're in our mid-40s. And it's simply not true. I mean, with every immense situation we face, we have the capacity to grow more from that experience, not let it lie us down. And you're right. I mean, we have so many people that are walking around the walking dead, you know, not fully vibrant, not fully alive, and they're just working with the laws of life in the wrong way. And it's very simple to turn them around.
Agree with that so much. Dina, we've got a lot of your emails here. We're going to change just for a minute. We've got a couple writing in. Dino, we were wondering about this. We know that you have always been sympathetic. Is there a part of your life you never say anything, but for some reason I feel like your ex-husband was a problem? Oh, my God. They're asking Dina if you've had a bad time, is what Darren wants to know over in New York. God, these guys are always trying to get a date. What is going on here?
Isn't that why they call it an ex-husband?
Okay, we got, I should have warned you, Temple. Dina's our favorite for our email readers. They just all the time trying to get a date here. Stay with the group, Darren. Come on, stay over here. You're going to get lost in the crowd, and we're going to leave you with people that like to spank children. We've got a lot of things happening over here. We've got friends writing in. Psyche's gone wild. Jethro, I got to tell you, Temple is very fascinating to me. I went through some things in my life, and I was very much ashamed of it. I'm 56 years old, and now I'm just finally finding me. I think this is so apropos that you have got this phenomenal guest on. It's time that those of us light workers wake up. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you. Turning in to your show tonight, Jethro, we found out that there's something going a little bit amiss. You guys got to pick up the phones. I want a reading tonight. We'll pick up the phones. Breathe, relax, leave the driving to Jethro. We've got a lot of you guys that are getting excited over here, and we are just having this phenomenal guest. If those of you that are tuning in right now, we want to thank Speak Up Radio for picking up our show and helping us with this promotion. You guys are phenomenal over there. We love you, Pat. You are the best. We are tonight here with Temple Hayes is our phenomenal guest, the author of When Did You Die? She is, Temple is the founder of the Life Rights, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the right of all to live the life of their intention in freedom and peace, and the SOFI Project. Temple also has got some notoriety here. We want to tease her a little bit about her speaking abilities. I mean, you've got some big names here from Procter Gamble to some other individuals and some other places here with Washington Mutual, State Farm Insurance, and Compaq. We know that you are a motivational speaker, and I think that your testimony alone, but the fact is, when individuals come to you, I mean, you're dealing with a group, how do you give us a little bit of a Temple example, if you don't mind. You're telling them your story is phenomenal, but you've got people that just don't want to, they're a little scared. How do you handle that, Temple?
Well, I think that's one of the deeper reasons that so many people are in a non-moving place. They're kind of shut down. And because, fear drives people to buy things. They drive people to do things. Fear is an amazing thing. And so in the book, I talk about fear and how so often in so many people's lives, they work at facing fear through their head or through their mind. You know, it's like if I tell you, you know, Jethro, don't think about the blue elephant, you're already seeing the blue elephant. You know, if I say to you, don't be afraid, you're thinking, oh, don't be afraid, but then I'm aware that I am more afraid. And what we're doing is we're just kind of sugarcoating things. And immensely, of course, we're doing a lot of sugar in our culture today. But having said that, we need to address fear through feeling and through really hitting it head on. Let me give you an example. I was doing a blessing at a home of someone just relocating, and they had a nine-year-old little girl. And so she wanted to show me her room. You know, that's always real important to a kid. And she had these stones beside her nightstand. And I said to her, what are those for? And she said, I have them there because I have really bad dreams and I get really afraid. And I said, well, you know, tell me about them. And she said, well, I see these big figures and they're like these monsters and everything. And so I kept talking with her. And I said, well, what is it that you love to do? And she said, I love to draw and I love to paint. And I said, have you ever thought about that when you go to sleep at night, which is kind of the beginning of a brand new day, that you're seeing these images and these monster kind of figures so that you can draw them the next day? And she looked at me and she said, oh, I've never thought about it that way. I think you're right. But if it had been like my upbringing, it would be, well, that's silly. Aren't you a big girl? I mean, how old are you, 9? And you're afraid of what? I mean, nobody's going to get you. What do you think they're going to do, come in the window and grab you and, you know, da, 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 da. and you shouldn't be afraid. And that doesn't do anything, you know. So it's about learning how to address it from a way that we can actually dissipate it, that we're no longer stopped by it. And we're quite capable of doing that by just doing a couple of techniques. We can rid ourselves by just being stopped by fear.
That's phenomenal. And you know, you like just exactly what why she's phenomenal. Those of you can see, because Temple's doing this, all of us are getting motivated. We've got other friends calling. Temple, you're a keeper. You're going to have to stay here for life. They're writing down to us. Dina, we've got a question for Dina right now. What happened to you, Dina? When did you not stop teasing Jethro? You've been giving him slack for a while. What? You've been giving Jethro slack for a while, and we're really worried. Has Jethro been bribing Dina? Oh, gosh. I guess you haven't given me bad enough time, Dina.
No. All right, I'm going to give Jethro something that is either for a friend or an enemy, but to me it's a friend. It's something I've never done before. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Jethro. Happy birthday to you. I've never sung on the radio.
Oh, thank you, guys. You guys are so loving. I love you. And, you know, on Bill Sutton, they made me sing Running Bear. And it was they were teasing me with Native American. And actually, I remembered, like, 5 years old, the song. You guys were a lot better with your union together. And thank you, Temple and Dina. You made my night. We have a lot of writing in tonight. They're just teasing us. We hope you're enjoying the program. I got a lot of you guys calling and saying, Jethro, the iTunes is crazy, and I went in the chat room. It's all right. Relax. Just go ahead and call the number, 773-897-461. It's a little tickle. What will happen is we'll get on tonight. I'll have my technical people work with it, and it'll all be in your email. So those of you who are having any problems, you'll listen to it in the archives or on SpeakUp Radio or iTunes. So it's okay. It's just we've got a lot of individuals trying to get in, and it's phenomenal. The extra thing is we've got a great ghost. We've got a great ghost, and it's not even Halloween. We've got a great hostess and fun Fred, and Jethro's a little nervous. You guys got me all blushing here with my birthday. And, you know, tell me about your journey. You're finding, you know, you found your true love, and how'd you discover that? I mean, you have all these things going on, and you found true love in the midst of this.
Oh, wow. Well, that's been amazing, because, as you know, it's a process, and often we tend to just attract people in our lives, relationships, male and female, that are more like our parental or our psychological things, or if we're critical of ourselves, et cetera. And when I was about 45, which was just not that long ago at all, I'll just say. I saw this couple that I had known him, but I really didn't know her that well, and I had not seen them coexist together. And I saw the way, I was single at the time, and I saw the way he looked at her, and it was the look. And it was kind of like the look that sometimes we identify with Hollywood, you know, that makes us really want to keep watching the movie. But it was really real. And I could feel it between them. And I thought to myself, you know, everybody ought to have that look. Everybody ought to deserve to be respected and admired and honored the way that look showed me. And I stand corrected. I was just ending a relationship. And that was the catalyst when I saw that look that made me realize that I would rather be by myself than to settle for just ordinary instead of extraordinary. And so that was kind of the catalyst. It's kind of like, you know, once one piece of the puzzle fits in place, everything else changes or comes together in a new way. And that's what happened. And I started just thinking about, forget opposites attracting. You know, who made up that silly rule? You know, people say, oh, it's a lot of work and it's so hard, you know, but opposites attract. And I said, I'm going to skip some steps because that isn't working. And I'm going to find somebody that's more like me. I mean, why not just take a shortcut, you know? And so that's what I did. I started holding this energy, and I would look in the mirror and I'd go, you are the woman that I always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. And so I would get into that, and I would just think, what would that feel like if somebody looked at me that way? And within 6 or 7 months, I was in a relationship, and it's been the greatest love of beyond my imagination. I'm ecstatic, and it's better every day. Every day of my life, it's better. And now I'm totally lined up with somebody that gets me because I get myself.
I love that. And I got to tease all of you that are tuning in. You guys were looking at the site. The love of my life came through with the energy of the exactly what you're saying. I do write angel letters. I've got some of you guys wanting to get with me on classes for psychic. It was exactly in Sedona with some other friends of mine that we wrote an angel letter together, and I found my love. It was like I was telling them all these things, and they were teasing me because I thought that Cupid had a personal grudge against me at that time. And I joked about it. And they were students, and they were very positive ladies, and they said, where you need to go in and you need to write this letter. You know, you're the teacher. You're always talking about the psychic gift. And, you know, so you said the angels, well, Cupid's an angel and there's love. I said, well, Cupid has a little bit of a beef with me. And we joked. Long story short, as we were going through it, what was so much fun to me and was the best energy for me was to be able to sit down and just all of a sudden get the energy there. So here I am. We're writing out the letters. I'm sticking the stuff in a little hibachi there, you know, in Sedona, Arizona. And we're putting them in and we're crystal Castle, my favorite place. I love that store. Worked at both of them, the old and new. And we're sitting there, and the one student running, and her name's Kim. She's a very good friend of mine. She goes, I get this person's a Gemini. And then the other girl, Shannon, goes, and they live in California. Well, you know, we're joking. And I made a joke, and I said, uh-huh, like, that's going to happen. I'm going to live in California. And all of a sudden, I got this wave of energy over me that something was like, obviously, the angels and guides going, Jethro, you're holding yourself back. And when you said that song, you just made me think of it because they said, you are the one. And I started hearing that song, and I realized, okay, the angels are taking this notes, and I'm making jokes. I could order someone that's, like, a little scary here. You know, I started changing my old song. I'm like, okay, angels, we got it. Long story short, when Kay came in on the 31st, we just like they predicted, everything was going. I didn't even want to work that day. I tried to sneak out of it. I ended up there. We've been together ever since, and I just love it. Now, Dina, we got to put this. We want this on you now because we've got all of these ones that are your fans and love you dearly. But it's time for Dina because I know that you have people and gentlemen, and we have a joke with Dina. We love her dearly, but people love Dina. It's like they always want to be with Dina. You have like a collection of I love Dinas.
Well, that's always good.
It's like they're teasing here, going, Jethro, we want to hear Dina's love story. And I go, I'm trying to get it out of her, so hang on. They're like, oh my gosh, they want to hear Dina tell them they want to know.
Past, present, or future.
Oh, you honorary. It's your fans. Please help me before they come and threaten to take
me. Oh, my. Well, you know, very much. You know, I believe in what you said about the, you know, you why just settle, you know? So I have been married, divorced, and at that time I thought, well, I'm not just settling. I'm not going to do it. And then it's also true that you have to work a lot on yourself because you can't expect it from, you know, you can't expect the other person to bring you that happiness. That happiness has come from within you. So when you're happy within yourself and you truly believe and are ready, you know, for the right match to come to you, then it will. So that's my take on it, belief on it. But, you know, it's hard. When you're psychic, it's really, really hard when you're psychic. Because you're always knowing things and you're always knowing what they're thinking, what they're doing, if they're lying, if they're not lying, if they're an honest person and not an honest person. And you get to see all those things that normal people don't see. I mean, they might see them on a different level, you know, because you can read people on different levels. But when you can really see deeply in the soul, it's difficult. I mean, who matches you at that point?
I love what you said. And And you know, Temple here talking about this, and we teased Dina mercifully because she knows we all love her. And the problem is, all of us are like her family. So every time someone tries to date her, we all quiz them right out of the picture. You know, we're not telling the whole story, but we do love her. I've known her for like 3.5 years. We got the people, Americans certified. They're like, okay, you like Dina? Okay, well, after the questioning and the surrogation, and after we had your scan, we'll go from there. And a lot of them don't make it after we bend their fingers. I don't know what it is about that, but it's just, you know, we tried to work with them. They just wimp out at that last breaking of it. So those of you tuned in, we love all of you guys. We're just tuning in, a lot of fun. I've got Danny Marie writing to me. Yes, Danny, we're going to be working with you with your jewelry this year. Those of you who want to go to PsychicsGoneWild.com, put in for those prizes. We're going to give away a prize tonight by BlueMoonNow.net. And we've got some other individuals that have got some necklaces, some nice things there. I want to thank you. I was just read here, 183 of my friends have given me happy birthdays. That just makes me feel very good. You guys, I want to tease you. You've got to remember, I'm kind of a little bit of a hillbilly in the fact that I'm a little slow on this. This new popularity is new to me. I just got known, so bear with me. I had someone write me, go, Jester, why haven't you wrote to me on Facebook all day? And it's like, honestly, today all I did was eat. You guys know my favorite hobby. I wasn't feeling real well, and so what I do is I comfort food, so I've been pretty much gorging, is what I'll just say. So that was my birthday to me. So all of you guys tuning in, tonight we have a phenomenal guest. We have Temple Hayes here. She is just the author of When Did You Die? And Temple is just, we're getting intense here with her and Dina Flanagan. I hope you guys are having a good time. A lot of you calling in, the phones are a little kooky. We will get to all of it. Jethro, I've got to tell you, I'm listening to this show here, and it's the best show yet. I can tell that Temple's got a very good personality. I would like to ask her a question. Well, ask away, Derry. Okay, and as Derry's writing that out, that question, we're going to go. Derry is one of our friends on Facebook, and she's writing in to asking Temple, is it possible after what has gone on for you that you can spot people? Because I had an accident where I went through a large time in my life where I had an abusive person and some other things. I feel like now I can feel that sensitivity. Do you feel, Temple, that because of this it heightened your psychic gift and you can feel when others are maybe a victim too?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's created within me a much more sensitivity and awareness. And I can just sit sometimes with another person or listen in the quiet on the phone, and I can get certain images and I can feel certain things. Absolutely. And I think that what happens over the years is, you know, just like Dean, of course, is that you grow into the ability of your willingness to step out there and to share, you know, what you're sensing and what you're feeling, and it's amazing and very powerful what can happen. So I go back to what I did about the beginning of my life. I think it ideally just really shaped me, because I really do feel at some point you have to shift it from the bad story and, oh, wasn't that sad and bad, to how did it develop me and how can I use it, you know, and that's what it's all about. Doing the hokey pokey and turning yourself around, that's what it's all about.
Okay, Dina, we've got it. We've got people asking here. Dina, what else would you like to do with your life? If you had three wishes that you could do with things, what would be the things you'd want to do, Dina?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm doing what I would like to do the most, which is helping people and reading people and, you know, trying to heal people in whatever way. So I am doing that, but I would like to do it on a larger scale. You know, I would like to have enough money or resources to do it on a larger scale. And I would like to travel. So I guess if you could mix the two, that'd be perfect. That'd be ideal. Travel and do it.
Same question, Temple. Would you let them know what if you had three wishes right now that you could do, what would you be doing?
I would be doing exactly what I'm doing.
Oh,
I am having by far one of the best times of my life. I would be doing exactly what I'm doing.
I love it. You guys are tuning in here. You're hearing it live. These two ladies are very motivational person, very positive individuals working through. Those of you who just tuned into the show here, we're going to recap just for a second. I know a lot of you were kind of going, like, right now, Temple Hayes, I've heard about her. She's very phenomenal. Isn't she that new singer with the nice legs? No, Mark, would you quit thinking of the legs? Goodness, you got to watch this. You're in Colorado. You're not in... It's like, oh, my God. This is one of Dina's fans. I'm telling you, you know, Dina's got these lovely people. They just love her to death, and they threaten to take my food. Keep up with the show, Mark. Temple is a person who was born in a rural Southern church-going community in Southern Carolina. I got me all nervous now talking about her legs. South Carolina, I'm all red here. She knew from the beginning she was different from those around her. Her life was filled with strife, violence in the home, lack of love and compassion, blatant neglect. Her father killed her adored cat, and her grandfather ran over her beloved dog with reckless abandon. Horrifyingly, her mother was forced into shock treatments for not confronting to local moral judgments. Men tried to force themselves on Temple, so at 13, Temple sought to numb the pain with alcohol, bought at the local grocery store. And that's what we've got here tonight. We go on to do the traditional Christian teachings and working with it. And by no means, we got a survivor here who's helping motivate people today. And I gotta tell you that just the whole idea about the shock treatment, and I've heard of this before. I mean, your mom was put into this because she was not going along with what they wanted her to do. Or can you help us a little bit on that? That just
well,
to me.
Well, the story was, and you know, the Southern story, you never really know the true Southern story, but the gist of it was that supposedly she had an affair, and because of that affair, it brought up the level of unhappiness, and so the idea was, well, let's take her there, give her the barbaric, you know, shock treatment, and it will make her different, or it will, you know, make her become something she isn't. I don't really know. I was 10 years old when they took my mother away. And then when she came back and I returned from being sent away out of state, I just know that she was immensely different. And there was a part of her that certainly died a little energetically, if not a lot. And she was never really the same. You know, there was something about the spark that just wasn't flickering at that same level, shall we say. But it was a horrible thing. And it's terrifying when you're a kid and you know that things are just way going wrong. Do you know what I mean? And yet you try to tell other people or say something. And because you're considered a kid, you know, you're not so much heard. I think the real missing for me was that where I grew up, there weren't really any women role models. I remember watching, we had three TV stations back then, if anyone can believe that. But, and then I remember seeing Della Street, remember her, Raymond Burr's secretary, Perry Mason, you know, and what was fun is I lived long enough in my life that I actually met her in person. I was able to thank her for that modeling. But you didn't have a lot of assertive women, you know, speaking their voice and their minds at that particular time. But that was kind of the premise of why it happened.
Oh, my God. And I got to, you know, I mean, Dina, listen, now we're going to make a joke and get me and Dina in trouble. Me and you would have been in trouble every time. I mean, I can't say that neither one of us lived the life of the innocent. I mean, this is insane to me. I heard someone else in the South tell me this before, too. And it's just, you've got my respect. I mean, your mother, the energy, obviously, you know, I'm not being almost insane. You're a beautiful woman. You came through by this where, I mean, if it turned out to be Bonnie went shooting people in banks and taking them out, it would not have surprised us. I mean, your faith is that of being reborn. Do you mind talking a little bit about, I know you use shamanic here, you talk a little bit. Can you kind of enlighten us when you decided you weren't going to die and you were going to live in spite of them?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I kept persevering, Jethro. I mean, I was the president of the student body. I was an All-American athlete. I mean, I still won the trophies, you know, and I still did the kind of things that an adult child of an alcoholic will do. But I would do, you know, I would do great things or recognizable things or whatever, and then I would turn around and sabotage myself. You know, I'd wind up in jail from, you know, being under the influence of alcohol. I went to jail twice. I would sabotage relationships and connections. And all kinds of things. Again, I'd do the trophy or get recognized in the paper of something successful. But when I was in my 30s, that's when I started realizing, wow, I'm really starting to wither away. I'm becoming like a wilting plant. I don't have that get up and, you know, that zeal that I once had, that enthusiasm, that keep goingness is kind of, you know, going out the door and gone. And I just opened up to, you know, please, Great Spirit, you know, bring something in my life that can help me, because I really felt like it was soul, but it was something that I couldn't really put into words. And by that time, I was sober. I had been sober 7 or 8 years. And so I was not medicating. I could feel not feeling well even more than I already did. You know, when I drank, I mean, who cared? But when I was able to feel, then you're talking about a whole different dynamic then. And I was too awake and too aware of how I wasn't awake and aware. So I wound up working with a shaman that started working with some of the layers of my life and some of the times in my life that I had lost energy in my body. And I started bringing that energy back in and getting stronger and more energetic and more vibrant. And then it all made sense to me, my entire life, my entire path. I sat down and took little 3x5 papers, which is one of the examples and requests I make in the book for people to transcend some of their story, is I wrote down the events in my life that had happened one individually on each sheet of paper. And I had, you know, quite a stack. And I then went back and I saw the story in a different perspective. And I saw the story and how was the story kind? How was it necessary? How did it evolve me and how did it shape me? And then all of a sudden, everything started making sense. And then I knew what I was born to do. And I've been kind of at it ever since. And I'm still growing up and still learning every day. So I'm not implying that I've arrived. But I definitely know the purpose of my life. I know what I'm here to teach. I know I'm here to show other people that you don't have to, you know, become a wilting tree, that you can wake up, that you can become alive. And you can have more energy in your body in your 50s, 60s, 70s, I'm not there yet, but than you did any other time in your life, because we are here to be energized people.
I love it. I didn't get to be over in St. Pete's where you are in Florida for the Psychic Challenge this last month. I was busy up here in Washington, D.C., but I love your energy, and I got to tease you. When we have our fair, we definitely get with you. We're going to do a psychic fair there in Tampa. We've been trying to get Dean down out of the hills. She's like grandma out in the hills there, up camping and doing this crazy stuff. And we want her to come to the city and see what pavement's like. So we've been trying to get her to come down and do this fair. And you've definitely got to be one of our speakers. We're going to work with you and get you there with your book. And you're just a positive individual. You've made my birthday one of the most special times that I've had. I can just feel the energy with you. And I just feel so blessed to be able to know you, because you look at what you're doing here. Those of us tune in are going, Jethro, this is the best show we've had yet. This individual makes me feel so happy about my life. We got to let a few people in and get a few quick readings. So hang on. Don't go anywhere, Temple, because they're just going to grab a hold. And usually they ignore me, too. They just want to talk to Dina because they love her more, but it's okay.
You
916.
Bet. You bet.
Hi, 916. Would you like to talk to Phenomenal Dina for a minute? Uh-oh, we scared them away. They're now drinking in another state. I think something happened. Don't go to Virginia. It's dry, honey. I'm telling you, it's dry. No, I'm kidding. 916. I'm just kidding. I'm just making a fun here, trying to tease people. 613, what about you? Would you like to come into Psyche's Gone Wild?
Good evening. Have a very happy birthday for the time that is left with it. And hi to everybody else. I have a question. It's regarding my oldest daughter's work. She has two offers right now. One is with technology and development, and the other one is contracts to help, you know, to give contracts for the government. And I'm wondering, she talks to me like she says, Mom, where should I go? And I don't really know what to tell her right now. Can you help me with this?
Yes, we do need to get permission to get your first name so the guys can do this with you. Can you give us your first name?
Sure. My name is Liz, and her name is Ilian.
Thank you, Liz. Dina, do you want me to go first, or would you like to go away? It's up to you.
No problem.
Liz, I am feeling with the energy, and they're telling me that it is going to help with you. And I could tell you when I first picked up the when you first started to speak there and the guides came through, they're showing me some of the tears that you two have been working on this a while. I feel there's something to do with another male that's involved. There's something with a male, and that you two are going to be getting this out. Now, you asked to help with this. I feel that there's going to be work for her, but they show me not the conventional way that she's expecting. I feel like there's something else happening for her, and the guys are showing me with your blessing that there's going to be, you two are working together as a family. But I keep feeling with your daughter, there's something with a male that's got something to do with this that has not been productive. Dina?
Yeah, I too feel like it's going to be, both of those things are okay, but I feel like that she's going to be just not doing something different or something, I don't know, more, like Jethro said, not conventional, something more creative, something that comes from her spirit and her soul. But for now, if she has to choose one of those, I feel stronger on the contract one. The contract
okay.
one. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we hope we helped you, Lise. We love you dearly. We got to go. We got a bunch of people. We hope you're having a great time. What do you think of Temple? Doesn't she rock?
She's great.
I love you. We got you guys going. We got a bunch of people going here with the energy. We've got a lot of you guys coming in. If you're not getting the whole way through and the phones are going a little tonight, go to psychesgonewell.com and get that half an hour reading. I know that Dina Flanagan got in trouble again. She's doing some kind of wild rate. She's American certified, so she can do what she wants. We love her. But she's doing something crazy again with her discounts. So definitely get a hold of her there at, is it Dina Flanagan? I always mess it up. Psychic. Tell me, Dina.
Dina Flanagan, psychic medium.
.com. So Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com, or go to psychesgumwall.com and find her. Get them with us. Get me at jethrosmith.net. Temple, let's do, I've got an email for you. Let's tell them where they can get on the website. I've got people going, can we have Temple come to our place and work? We've got a lot of individuals that are really down. It would be great to have a motivational speaker like Temple. Temple, where can they contact you? Where's your, what's your website?
TempleHayes.com, easy enough, TempleHayes.com, and there's a contact section, and once you fill that out, it goes to the publicist, and they get in touch with me right away. That would be awesome.
Love that, and we're tuned in, and there's some friends of ours now. We've got them writing in going, Jethro, Temple's rocking. Dina's going out of there. Jethro, I'm a little worried about you. I heard you were eating too much cake in Virginia. Yes, I ate a little bit of cake. God, I kind of love it. I did. Just a little. It wasn't my fault the bakery ran out of stuff. I don't think they knew what their portions were. You got to realize, you guys, I'm a Native American. In our family, we eat a lot. I have a very good, very strong family, 8 children. And it's like, it amazes me when you guys call a portion. To me, it's like, it is. I am a little different with that. So, yes, there is rumors up here running around that I eat most the cake, but the real truth is, if they'd have made more cake, I wouldn't have got all of it. So I'm holding my ground with that. We love all of you. Gosh, I'm busted. How about you, 352? Would you like to come into Psyche's Gone Wild with Temple and Dina and Jethro and party time?
Yeah, hi Jethro. This is Kathy. Again, I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, and I hope you had an awesome day today.
Yes, thank you. I did, and it's so sweet. What are you doing? You're down there in Wild Florida now.
Yep. Yep, I'm trying to find a place to live, and that was mainly going to be my question in the next few weeks. If you see that happening for me, I have a lot going on right now.
Are you? You're the Italian cook. You're coming home with us. What do you think? We're going to just bring you right here. Come on, I'm telling you, we can all eat and party and go wild. I'm teasing. There, got people. Jethro, what are you doing, Kathy? Help her, Dina, here. I got to step back from this reading. I know this person. We're very good friends. I love her in Florida. What are you feeling here with Kathy, and where is she going to be living?
Well, I feel like that something's going to come about. Like, have you picked an area?
I've been looking in a certain area, yes.
That's what I thought, because I'm feeling, sensing you have the area. But if something will come about in the next few weeks. And I'm not quite so sure that you might want to take that one, but within a month, there is going to be a definite choice. I feel like a choice to be made. So it is going to come about, and I feel it's going to be, you know, in that area you're looking, because that's what they're showing me, that you have something in mind. So I see the universe is trying to work hard at trying to provide this opportunity to kind of come to you. A drop in your lap, mm-hmm. because I feel like this change is going to be good. You know, I feel like something that's needed, it's necessary. And so when you're following your true path along that way, then things mm-hmm. will open up and things will happen. And, you know, if it's a bit of it doesn't happen exactly the way you want it, that's okay. You just got to allow for that, because it's going to happen. And because that kind of tests your faith in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like they want to make sure that this is what you want. I feel like it's going to be very good. This is a change that has needed to take place.
Okay.
And we love you, Kathy. You won a prize. You stayed substance when all these phones have went crazy and things have went wacko. I had someone tell me the Eddie Reynolds thing. You won the book of Temple Hayes. And it's like, when did you die? So it'll be given to you by Psyche's Gone Wild. We'll send that to you in the mail. Get a hold of us at psychesgonewild.com, and that book will go out to where you are going to be staying. And thank you for tuning in, Kathy, and being such a loyal follower.
Great.
We love you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
But we are wild, and we are going even wilder. We're giving out some other prizes. We've got some bluemoonnow.net. For those of you who would like to go in and have a little bit of a wild time, make sure to check out bluemoonnow.net. And you'll be surprised, because one of the banisters is Dee Flanagan. We've been meeting with that individual there. They ask you our psychic deals. So they're working there. Every time you get something there, a book or some other things there, it's our show. Please go help them. We got one more real quick one here. It's called wild111.com. It's if you like to make soaps, if you're into making glycerin soaps and those kind of things like that, and you enjoy that kind of thing, very phenomenal. I know there's a lot of articles over there, information. Please go over there and check that out. Buy a few items if you like. It's all certified through Amazon.com. It's wonderful gifts and prizes. There are other sponsors. They're writing to say, Temple and Dina are doing really good. Jethro, we're going to tease you later that you're very much silly, but you forgot to put our mark up. I did. I have been really terrible tonight. I think anything I could mess up, I did. No, I didn't have drinking, but I may start before the week's over. It's been one of those nights. I got people laughing. They're like, Jethro, Mary Lou's in there. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mary Lou. Thank you for writing in. I'm going back to a little bit of a marketing thing that they had for a while here, and they said, Temple, when you were discussing some of these other friends and some of the things that were going on in the life, did you reach a point where people changed with you? Were they upset because you were getting a lot of individuals that are writing that they went through things in their life, and as they started to become better or become more awakened, they had to change their friends? Is this true?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think in some situations, some people grew with me, you know, but some people either grow with us or they grow out of our lives. It just, you know, depends on the circumstances. But absolutely, yeah, I had to move on from a number of friends. I mean, I remember after going to jail twice and, you know, having such a mess with alcohol, you know, telling some of my core friends that I believe I had a problem, and they said, you know, why would you think that? And I thought to myself, well, duh, you know, how could you miss it? You know, obviously, it's not going well, you know. But obviously, they were people that were in denial about their own problems. So, yeah, I had to move away from that, no doubt, in order to become, you know, the true me that I am. Absolutely.
So impressed. I think that's such a thing. You're just a valued, loving person. And it's like, you know, your story is giving a lot of inspiration here with individuals. They say that a lot of times you talk about, you know, with the journey and the love and you discovering, finding with life and the working together. And I just think you're a very good, positive individual. It's like you even laugh about some of the things that are there. I know of individuals who get upset when the hairdryer is in trouble and they have screaming knees. You've been through some tough stuff, but didn't kill you, made you stronger, is what I would say. I'm so impressed. Dean, can you talk with our people here? I apologize. I'm having a little technical difficulty. The back room's telling us that we now have corrupted them. I don't know what that means. I don't think we've even dated them. Did we go out with them? I don't think we know them.
No, I don't know. It's so true, but what – and kind of into, like in your book, you know, you use the term your dreams are waiting on you to come true. And,
yes.
You know, so I think that all these people that are listening and that are getting inspired would like to hear some of what, you know, what does that mean for them?
Absolutely. You know, I had to reframe it for myself because I kept waiting for my dreams to come true, waiting and waiting. And I was kind of living in that idea of I'll be happier when, you know, I'll be happier when I get the better car, I'll be happier when I get the better job or the better pay or the whatever. But I really needed to turn it around, and I realized that my dreams were really waiting on me to come true. So that meant that there was some work I needed to do to become more myself. I needed to be more authentic. I needed to speak my true feelings. I needed to stop giving messages as a speaker like the teachers I had heard before. But I needed to grow into, who am I? You know, what is it I came here to be and teach and live? And what adjustments did I need to make in my life? to really be truly me. I am in some ways a rebel. I do kind of see things much differently than most people. I do question rules and, you know, things like that, not in an argumentative way, but to question, well, why? You know, why do we do those kind of things? So I had to become more of me. And as I did that, my dreams started coming true because I had to be me to show up as myself so that other people could recognize me and go, oh, yeah, well, I love the way you put that, or I like the way you said that. And then I realized that through the years, a lot of the walk and the experiences I had really shaped me as a human being to have depth. And when people say, you know, gosh, I love to hear you laugh, it's because, like Buddha says, to the depth I have cried, oh, how I may laugh. You know, laughter comes from a price of the willingness to feel and experience your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so true. I mean, when I do a lot of reading, you know, and mostly it's people that just need to see that is so true, that the You've got to make your own dreams come true. Don't wait for them to come to you. It is so huge because that's when you take charge of your life and you get back and get on your real path of your authentic self, like you said, then and have the faith, not fear, then these things do. Your life changes around. So this book, you know, it just really resonates with what I believe and what can really help a lot of people. I think it's awesome.
Very phenomenal. We got
thank
down to all
so
of you guys.
Much.
Thank you. And we love with all of you guys. We've got a lot of you guys writing back into me going, Jethro, this show's out of this world. We've got an email here. Dina, this gentleman's asking about his relationship with his girlfriend. They had told him that he would be with a masculine girl. He decided 2 weeks ago that he was going to ask this girl out who has a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow. After things went a little bit well for a while, now they're telling him, the psychic's telling him that he has to marry a Cancer. He's very confused now. He does like the girl with the 5 o'clock shadow, and he does think that maybe him and her, that he could have a relationship here. Should he listen to the psychic, Dina, or should he go with the relationship with the girl that's a little bit with the 5 o'clock shadow?
What, you know, really, it has to do with what you feel on the inside. We all have our own intuition. And if it feels good and it feels right with the 5 o'clock shadow, then you know you've got to go with that. Because even if it's not the one that's meant to be for the future, then it's meant that you're supposed to, you know, grow in a relationship and learn from it or whatever, or if the time is not right for the other one. But I feel like, yes, you should definitely explore this one with the 5 o'clock shadow. And I don't know, you know, sometimes you can't, psychics, you can listen to what they have to say, but you have to use your own intuition. You can't sit around and wait for that Cancer or that whatever. You've got to live your life.
And Larry, for you writing into psychicsgunwall.com and asking for some Dirty Dina advice, we're going to send you a nice necklace from bluemoonnow.net. It's Blue Moon Treasures in Florida, Tampa, and you'll receive that necklace in the mail 3 to 5 days. So we love you guys. We got to go back to our guests. I mean, we're just being wild. I hope, Temple, we're a little bit of a different show. We just keep throwing all this stuff. We're fast-paced, wild, gift-giving, wild people here. We love you, Temple. You are rocking. You've definitely got to come back for us. I hope we can have you back at Christmas. And I thank you so much. I know you've got such a busy schedule. We were so honored to get you here. And it's like, yay.
I love the way you do your show. It is invigorating and inspiring. And I've thoroughly enjoyed being part of it. And especially on this special day of your life, your real birthday. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We're going to let you guys go. They've given us that sign. They're going to kick us out the door for no reason. And me and Dina got to go, too. So we love you. Go to psychicsgunwall.com. For me, Dina, tell them where they can catch you at a website. And I know you're doing a special again on your readings, which is just outrageous. But, you know, Dina,
let them. It is outrageous. I don't know how long I'm going to last. But you can find me at DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. Psychics Gone Wild blog talk radio website or what have you. And all my info is on there, my telephone number and my email, and it's all on there.
We love all of you guys. Until next week, stay wild. It's the way to be.